Welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, where it's time to accelerate your life. My name is Jason Boyd, founder and creator of Life Accelerated. This podcast is dedicated to helping you create your life. Thank you for listening. Now let's get started. It's time to accelerate your life.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, episode 182, season 2, Tuesday, January 8th. Oh my goodness. We have now completed the first week of the year. For me, this has been a rough week, as January is always tough for me since my best friend passed away 8 years ago. So I just want to send a shout out to my fallen brother in heaven and pray that he just continues to shine a light in this world and be remembered for the great man and father he was. I miss him dearly, and it was, again, 8 years ago, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, on Sunday that we put him to rest, and it makes the beginning of the year tough. I know God has a plan for his family's life, my life, and those of us who continue to remember him. But sometimes it's just hard. I mean, life isn't easy. We're all going to go through struggles. But what I've learned over the last year is when you give your struggles to God, things get easier to deal with. And I can't stress how important that is. Rather than be sad and upset and wonder, why did God take him? Why did this happen? There's comfort in knowing that God is your provider, your healer, your friend, and somebody who cares about what you care about. Just don't take that lightly and put your hope and faith in him, and things get easier. Is life always going to be easy? No, by no means it's not. We all have struggles. Met with the men's group last night at church, and it's great to know that the men of the church have my back, and we have a camaraderie together that through our relationship with Jesus, we can be there for one another and grow together. So that said, Transformation Tuesday on the second Tuesday of January, last week was the first, but this is the first podcast of January on a Tuesday. Anyway, so let's dive in. Today's Power of Three. Again, if you're not familiar with what I call the Power of Three, it's the fact that you will remember things done in threes more so than when you do them separately. I love it. It's things that I do in my life to make my life better and try to live a better life every day. And you have to be responsible for your happiness, creating the life you desire, and living on purpose. Now, God has a plan for you, but if you're not taking the actions to get there, essentially you're just wishing, as I always say. So let's get started. Number one, the importance of self-talk is a real thing. What you are speaking into your life matters. Proverbs 12:14. A man will be satisfied with good from the fruit of his words. Remember that. So the things you tell yourself, for example, I am blessed, I am good enough, I am going to reach my goals, absolutely will help you attract the results that you want. If you keep telling yourself, I can't do this, or I'm not good at that, then that's exactly what's going to continue to happen. I had this conversation with my daughter yesterday when we were doing homework, and that's why I brought this up today, because I was trying to explain her spelling homework versus her math homework. The spelling was much easier than the math. Get that done first. And then showing her the way to do her math, at least the old school way, which is the way I learned, that you have to take your time and be patient and do the work to get the answers, at least show the work, because generally that's what the teachers want to see. And she was telling me that she couldn't do it. She wasn't good enough to get the good grades that she wanted. I said, listen, if you keep telling yourself that you're not going to be able to do it, then you're not going to be able to do it. If you tell yourself that you are going to do well on this quiz, this test, I'm going to crush this math, then you're going to be more likely to succeed at it than if you keep a negative attitude and tell yourself you're not. And that applies to life in general, because the more we tell ourselves we got this, the more we actually believe it. The more we tell ourselves that we're incapable of doing something, again, the more we actually believe it. If you tell yourself, hey, I got this, and I'm going to make it happen, your results will be better than you think. The Bible even says that you can gain fruit from the words that you speak. That tells me that God knows that the way we talk about our lives and talk about what we want is really what's going to happen. Don't take that lightly today. I don't know who this is for. Heck, it's probably for myself, because there's times where I still get down, but I know that I nix it quickly and move on and don't think that. Positivity matters. What you say to yourself matters. In the end, it's going to change the way you get results, I promise. Number two, stop putting yourself down. Keep all the negative thoughts away from your mind. Goes right along with number one. The more you tell yourself that you're not pretty or you're fat or whatever it may be, you're putting yourself down and believing that. You don't want to do that. Take control of your mind first. Again, another verse here, Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Run your race. Be who God made you to be. Don't compare yourself to anybody else. You can do this, and you got this. God made you who you are for a reason. He has a purpose for you, and He wants to set you free and set you on fire. Let Him guide your life. And again, the words you speak about yourself are ultimately the results you're going to get in your life. I believe in that wholeheartedly. I've seen it happen in my own life, and I've watched God work His magic by putting Him first and obeying the laws of the Bible. It works. The most powerful book you can ever read is the Bible. The most powerful tool you have at your disposal, again, is the Word of God. Get in it, read it, study it, live it, your life will change. Number three, you've got to be a part of something greater than yourself. This is probably tough for a lot of us simply because selfishness is an easier option to put yourself first in a lot of situations, which, you know, for the most part, there's nothing wrong with that, except if you want a more fulfilling life and you want to live more like Jesus, then you have got to become a part of God's family. And the reason I mention this is because of what we're all talking about at church right now, what the pastor's series is about, is why church. And this is really one of the key pillars to why church, because you need to be a part of God's family. It's going to help you grow in your faith, and it's going to make you a better person and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. Now, whether you're volunteering at your church or getting more involved at work or you're being a part of your community, whatever it is, do something for the greater good of those around you as opposed to just doing things for yourself. I promise, it'll make you more fulfilled. Here's a bonus for today. And I was talking to my coach the other day, and this is one of my, and I know I've talked about this before on the podcast, it's been a while, excuse me, but creating a plan to make sure you reach your goals. And this is the plan that I use. It's probably my number one tool to help me achieve the results that I desire. And it's called an RPM plan. Results, purpose, and the massive action you're going to take to get those results. So first, you list the results. Second, you list the purpose of why you want those results. And third, what massive actions are you going to take to achieve the results that you desire. They all go hand in hand, but most importantly, you have to remember the action you're going to take is what is going to get you closer to the purpose, which equals the results. Folks, have a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, get to the house. You can follow me on Facebook. I don't really do Instagram, but I'm going to be posting the daily devotionals from TE, so make sure you read those and why church, because God wants you to be a part of his family. Remember that. Have a great Tuesday. Let's get out there, accelerate our lives, and create the life we desire. I love you. Thank you for continuing to listen to the podcast. May God bless you today, and come back and check me out on the next episode. Adios.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Life Accelerated Podcast. Now make sure you share this episode and please leave me a review as it increases the awareness of the podcast. You all know what time it is. It's time to accelerate your life.